A Recipe for Murder, read by Guy Slocum. A Recipe for Murder. The noisy kitchen at the back of Rosetta's Bistro is hotter than usual this evening. The last of New York summer sun adding to the heat from the ovens, making the small space seem like a sauna. Normally, Ricky Russo, the head chef, hates the heat, but not tonight. "I need some air," he shouts to his sous chef Max. "Watch that sauce, make sure it doesn't burn." "Yes, chef," says the taller younger man. "But we're pretty busy here, don't be too long." Ricky pushes open the back door and steps out into the fresh air of the alley in Hell's Kitchen. "Don't be too long," he says to himself angrily. Who does he think he is? He takes his pack of cigarettes from his pocket, pulls one out, and lights it. For 8 years, Ricky Russo has been the head chef at Rosetta's. Most people, however, seem to forget that really the restaurant is his. Sure, it's his wife's name on the sign outside, and okay, it was her parents who gave him the money to buy the building in the first place. But who is it that works 10 hours every day, every week? Who is it that sweats and bleeds and cries for this place? Rosetta? Yeah, right. All she does is eat the food he cooks and spend the money he makes. Her parents, all they do is complain that the restaurant isn't making enough money, while at the same time bringing their friends here 3 times a week and drinking as much free wine as possible. "They think you're an idiot, Ricky," he says, taking a cloth from his apron and wiping the sweat from his bald head. "They think they can walk all over you." Well, not anymore, he thinks, a thin smile appearing on his red face. Yes, this evening, Ricky likes the heat. He likes that everyone in New York is sweating. He likes it because it means that no one notices how nervous he is. "It has to be tonight, Ricky," he says to himself. "Everything's ready. It's now or never." He moves back to the door and opens it a little, just enough to be able to see into the kitchen. Max is shouting orders at the kitchen staff like he owns the place. The waiters and waitresses are so busy that they don't have time to think about anything other than which plate is going to which table. And out in the restaurant, on the best table in the whole place, Rosetta and her parents are waiting for their main course.
"Chef," Max shouts, "we need a little help in here."
Ricky drops his cigarette, opens the door, and tries to seem calm. He hates Max as much as he hates Rosetta and her parents.
"Okay, Max, what's next?"
"We're ready for Rosetta's table."
"Easy. 3 steaks and all the trimmings. The meat's nearly ready. Have you finished those mushrooms? You know they don't like them too cooked." Ricky is so nervous that he nearly laughs, but Max doesn't notice. This is it. If the sous chef looks too carefully at those horrible little mushrooms, he might see that something is wrong.
"Come on, Max, get them in the pan."
An angry expression appears on the taller man's face, but the sous chef says nothing. Without a word, he pushes the mushrooms into the hot oil. "Yes, that's right, Max. You cook the mushrooms. You always cook the mushrooms, and everyone knows it."
2 minutes, Max says.
2 minutes. Can it really be this easy? For the first time in months, Ricky actually starts to think that his plan might work. But of course it'll work. It's perfect. Ricky remembers the day he first thought of the idea. Rosetta was in the kitchen talking to Max, smiling at him in that way that Ricky hates. She said that Max should have more responsibilities in the restaurant. She said that Ricky works too hard, that Max could be head chef a couple of nights a week, and that maybe he could be the one who chooses all the food from the market. It's funny because that was also the first day that Ricky began to think that Rosetta and Max were having an affair. After that, he often saw them talking and smiling at each other. Every time Ricky entered the room, they stopped and looked at him, their expressions guilty and their eyes nervous.
1 minute, Max shouts,
bringing Ricky back from his memories. He takes 3 plates and places them on the counter in front of him. Then, opening the oven, he removes the perfectly cooked steaks and places them on the plates to cool. Yes, this is it. After 3 months of thinking about it, this is it.
The only difficult part was replacing the normal mushrooms, the ones that Max bought at the market, with the extremely poisonous ones that Ricky bought in the horrible little shop on the other side of the city. Deathcap Mushrooms. What a fantastic name, Ricky thinks. "Ready, chef," Max says, bringing the mushrooms and other vegetables to the counter and placing them carefully onto the plate. "Sure," Ricky thinks. "The police are going to ask a lot of questions in the next few weeks, but the plan is so simple that no one will ever be able to prove that Ricky is involved." Max buys the mushrooms. Max cooks the mushrooms. Max serves the mushrooms. Of course, he'll probably have to close the restaurant, but who cares? When Rosetta and her terrible parents are dead, all of their money will go to Ricky. Perfect. "Table 5! He shouts, and a waitress runs into the kitchen and picks up the plates. As he watches her move back into the kitchen, he finally lets himself laugh. "What's so funny, chef?" asks Max. Ricky turns to the other man and smiles. "Oh, nothing. Nothing, it's just something funny that I thought of." "Something like you spending the rest of your life in jail," he thinks. The other man looks at him for a second, but soon returns to the pasta that he is cooking. Suddenly, feeling happier than he has in a long time, Ricky opens a bottle of brandy that he keeps in the kitchen for cooking, pours himself a glass, and starts to drink it. "Chef," says the same waitress a few minutes later, "your wife and her parents would like to see you." "What?" Ricky asks, the glass of brandy still in his hand. "They said that it would only take a minute." "Go on, Ricky. I'm okay in here for a moment," says Max. Suddenly, the head chef of Rosetta's Bistro does not feel so hot anymore. In fact, his whole body feels horribly cold. He looks at the waitress, then looks at Max too. They both have strange expressions on their faces, like they know something that he doesn't. "Jesus, do they know about the mushrooms? About the plan?" The kitchen seems very quiet now. The restaurant too. It seems like all of the staff are watching him from the corner of their eyes. "Go on, chef," Max says. "You know Rosetta doesn't like to be kept waiting." Slowly, Ricky Russo walks across the kitchen and pushes open the door to the restaurant.
"Surprise!"
100 familiar voices shout. What? He finally manages to say, looking around at all the people who are smiling at him. Then, Max is behind him, pushing him gently to the table where Rosetta and her parents are waiting for him.
"Happy anniversary, darling,"
Rosetta says, putting her arms around him and placing a kiss on his cold cheek.
"Anniversary? Yes, don't you remember? It's exactly 8 years since we opened the restaurant."
Then Rosetta's father is standing next to him, a large smile on his face.
"Well done, Ricky. We all know we don't say it enough, so we wanted to have this little party for you."
Ricky turns around, suddenly realizing that he recognized every person in the room.
"Max has been helping me to plan the whole thing. Isn't that nice of him?" Rosetta continues. "And guess what? Tomorrow we're going on holiday, a 3-month cruise. I've been saving a little money every month for the last couple of years."
"You and Max, you mean a cruise?"
"And that's not all," says Rosetta's father. "Let's forget about the last bit of money that you owe us. I'm going to send the paperwork to my solicitor tomorrow. When you get back from your holiday, this place is all yours."
"Really? I can't believe it. I don't know what to say."
"Oh, you don't need to say anything," said Rosetta's mother, who is still sitting at the table eating. "You just keep cooking excellent food like this. I don't know what your recipe is, but these mushrooms are excellent today. This restaurant is going to be famous. Absolutely famous."
And when Ricky Russo looks down at the empty plates on Rosetta's table, the only thing he can do is laugh. But it is a horrible, desperate kind of laugh.
"Yes," he says. "Yes, I think that it will be."